You are now walking through the heart of the wet tropics in the Palmerston section of the Woorunoora National Park. This rainforest is World Heritage listed and dates back hundreds of millions of years. Woorunoora National Park has met all of the necessary criteria for heritage standards, including being home to high levels of biodiversity found nowhere else. In fact, the wet tropics are ranked the second most irreplaceable World Heritage Area on Earth. The Mamu Rainforest is the homeland of the Mamu Aboriginal people. Many generations of Mamu people have lived here and have a strong and enduring connection with their rainforest country. This unique culture, native to North Queensland, had a higher population density in comparison to other Aboriginal societies. It is possible this was due to their strategic use of the rainforest's rich resources and the Mamu people's well-developed social regulation. This social regulation refers to the Mamu people's detailed understanding of the rainforest. They recognise six different seasons, each featuring a particular group of foods and signs that indicate when they are ready to harvest. Indigenous people depend heavily on the land, holding close to tradition, culture, laws, and ancestry. The traditional owners of the North Johnstone River Gorge area are the Warriburra clan people. Warriburra means people belonging to the gorges. This rainforest was home to the Mamu people and was a place to practice their culture and maintain their spirit. They believe if you look after country, the spirits will look after you. As this particular piece of land still belongs to the Warriburra clan, keep in mind that you are walking through a place that enables Warriburra people to connect spiritually, emotionally, and physically with their culture. Traditional lifestyles were changed irreversibly by the arrival of European settlers. This resulted in many Aboriginal people either being dispersed from the region or assimilated into the system. Some worked as labourers alongside timber getters, gold miners and pioneers, while others were removed and placed into missions. This will be explored further into the walk. As you venture through the rainforest floor, be sure to take a look at some of the signposted plants and fruits. Some of these were a source of food and living materials for the Mamu people. Use your botanical guide as a reference